right. Marianne Combs is here. She brings us the Weekend Arts Roundup every Thursday morning. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What do you know?
Not much.
Well, I tell you what. Here's what I was a bit concerned this morning when you went to Facebook and said, what should I talk about today? What's that about?
Oh, you saw that.
I did.
Now, here's the deal. It's the end of the state fair, and we have, in addition to that, you know, last night was a big cat video festival.
Sure.
Apparently, people packed the stands for that lovely event mm-hmm. out in the heat. And then also, we have Labor Day weekend. It's the transition, getting kids back to school. There's this whole sort of last rush out to, if you're going to go camping to the Boundary Waters, it's kind of like, this is the weekend to do it kind of thing. So there's all this sort of transition going on. So in a sense, this is it's maybe the low point of the year.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
wait, I'm not done yet.
It's the last hurrah before school.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
It is the last hurrah. Here's what I'm going to advocate for you, because there are some things I never get to talk about
mm-hmm.
because they're not one-time events. These are the stayed true, always there for you arts and cultural things that are going on in the Twin Cities. For instance, the permanent collection of the Walker Art Center, or the permanent collection of the Walker Art Center. Even when I want to talk about the Walker Art Center, they've got all these galleries closed for this installation of this major show.
Mm-hmm.
So even the Walker is kind of not where it is normally. But you still have the miniature golf, I guess, you could do right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's not going to be out there forever.
And then there's the Minneapolis Institute of Art's main collection, which I think, you know, every time I go there to go see the show that's been brought in or the big exhibition, I walk by and I'm like, oh, geez, I wish I could go over and hang out in, you know, the Asian collections, the Chinese work, the Japanese
yeah.
work, or I could go up and look at all the interior design stuff, the arts and crafts selection. And I always have to rush by it to get to the main show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take some time to go visit the places that are there for you that you never take the time to go to, because you're always like, oh, it's always going to be there.
That's a great suggestion.
Oh, go to the History Theater. Check it out. Hey, do a tour of the James J. Hill House. They have awesome tours and like walking tours down Summit Avenue of all the old homes.
Mm-hmm.
There's all this stuff going on in the Twin Cities that we never get around to because we think, oh, yeah, I can do that next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I can put that off.
Right.
So it's the end of the procrastination.
Okay, well, that's
Science
a fine,
Museum.
Exactly.
See, Minnesota Museum of American Art. Oh, and there is, you want to check out some great stuff, there's some charcoal drawings going on at 360 Gallery by Dodi Logue, which are actually really, really, really stunning and beautiful. So, yeah, Dodi and the rest of the world. That's on all the museums. That's what I'm gonna advocate for this weekend.
Well, it's true that all of these institutions are likely to be around for quite some time. It is a good idea to check out things while you can, you know, because, I mean, witness the fine example of the Museum of Questionable Medical Instruments, which went away, you know, and you'll never have your chance to see any of those things ever
yeah,
again, and it's
yeah.
no longer here.
Where was that anyway?
It was over, like, by St. Anthony, Maine,
okay.
actually, I think.
Yeah.
And I never caught it, and I'm really sad
or,
that I never got to see it.
And then
it.
There's, like, cool little museums like the Bakken Museum.
The Bakken Museum.
Of electricity and
uh-huh.
you know, science, and you can, like, go make your hair stand up on end or try and, like, you and another person can sit at opposite ends of a table and try and will a ball from one end to the other and like compete with your brain waves.
Mm.
I mean, there's cool stuff
that works.
Going on at the Bakken.
I tell you what, it's a fine reminder, Marianne, to go out and just...
I'm not saying that there's no art out there. There's a ton of stuff going on out there right now. It's probably that I just haven't... It hasn't hit my radar yet.
Well, you know, when you crowdsource...
Go see the things that you take advantage of in
yeah,
everyday
exactly.
life. I think this is good.
Yes.
Thank you, Marianne.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when you should check out the responses to my Facebook query, by the way.
I was seeing that.
Yeah.
The first one was, talk about local art. I really enjoy when you do that.
That was
helpful.
Would
you be more specific?
Yeah, right.
The other ones were sex. It's just all this other stuff
mm-hmm.
they wanted me to talk about.
Right,
here,
well,
so.
You know.
Yeah. So thanks for all the helpful suggestions. But now that I've come on here and said, yeah, I didn't come up with much, I'm going to be berated.
You're going to be deluged.
Yes,
with
all
people.
The things we should have said.
Well, you know, you can follow Marianne, I suppose, on the, you know, the Twitters.
Yes.
Correct? And
exactly.
then you'll see lots of possibilities there. And
I'll
just continue to
put them all out there all day.
Have yourself a lovely weekend, Marianne, and whatever
Stay
you choose
cool,
to
everybody.
Do.
Stay cool, everybody. Go and hang out in some cool building and look at art. That's my
I
my
like
advice.
It. See you next time, Marianne.
Bye.
Okay.
I see